With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. The Biden administration has specifically targeted offshore wind power expansion as a way to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, calling for up to 2,000 turbines in the water by 2030. A couple of months ago, regulators approved the very first commercial-scale offshore wind project off the coast of Massachusetts, one of 14 projects being considered off the Atlantic coast. But as Harriet Jones of Connecticut Public Radio reports, some ocean users have concerns about the massive steel turbines invading their space, specifically the multi-million dollar commercial fishing industry in New England. 52.
Cotton sacks filled with shot scallops hit the scale at a dockside warehouse in Stonington. They're being offloaded from the Furious, a scallop boat just back from a 12-day trip. Up in the wheelhouse, owner Joe Gilbert shows me where in the future this same trip might be a lot more difficult to navigate.
This entire area here is slated to be a wind farm. It's an area larger than the state of Rhode Island.
A fishing advocacy group, the Responsible Offshore Development Alliance, says fishing vessels could strike one of the massive wind farm turbines in bad weather. The spinning blades interfere with the radar they use to find their catch, and fishermen like Gilbert worry that the structures will alter the ocean ecosystem.
And we're racing forward without the proper science to evaluate if this is good or if this is bad.
But there is research from Europe, says Amanda Lefton, director of the Federal Bureau of Ocean Energy Management.
While offshore wind is new to us in the United States, it's certainly not a new technology in other places.
The federal agency is in charge of leasing tracts of the ocean for wind projects.
As we actually seek to look at what will we actually lease, we're even further narrowing those areas to do our best to avoid conflicts with ocean users.
Ørsted, a Danish giant in the wind farm business, recently signed an agreement with one fishing industry group to help with research as the wind farms are built out. And John O'Keefe, Ørsted's head of marine affairs, says the wind industry has made concessions on the siting of turbines.
The spacing that is agreed to is the largest spacing in the world. One nautical mile spacing. It does not exist anywhere else.
But the coexistence of these two industries is still in doubt. In its part of a recent approval of one project, the Federal Army Corps of Engineers said the difficulty of navigation means it's likely commercial fishing will be abandoned within the new wind farms. Back in Stonington, that's exactly what Joe Gilbert fears.
This is an existential threat to us.
Some Atlantic Coast wind farm companies are in talks to establish compensation funds for economic damage to commercial fisheries. In Connecticut, I'm Harriet Jones for Marketplace.